Good morning. It's the KRFY Morning Show. I'm your host, Jack, and this morning we are kicking off Lost in the 50s with an interview I did last night out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds with Carolyn Gleason, the founder of Lost in the 50s, as it celebrates its 30th anniversary. First, let's take a quick look at the weather. This from the National Weather Service. 30% chance of showers today, mainly after 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy, with a high near 67. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Well, that's not so bad. It is Lost in the 50s weekend, and it looks like this 30% chance of showers is going to chase us all weekend long. 50% chance of showers tomorrow, 40% chance of showers on Saturday, 20% on Sunday. Highs up near 70 all weekend long, so should be comfortable to be outside as long as you can keep dry. And let's hope you can. Right now, it's out to the Bonner County Fairgrounds and back in time as I sit down and have a little chat with Carolyn Gleason. You're listening to the KRFY Morning Show every Tuesday and Thursday right here on 88.5 KRFY. Streaming live and podcasts recorded and available at krfy.org on the internet. On location at the Bonner County Fairgrounds with Carolyn Gleason, the, do you have a title? Are you mastermind? Head honcho?
I have no title.
No.
Founder.
Founder of the Lost in the 50s celebration at Sandpoint, celebrating its 30th year.
Yes,
this
sir.
Year.
Yes.
So you started in 1986.
Exactly.
Okay. That's 30 years ago, and in 1986, the 50s were only 30 years, you know, in the other direction. You're kind of...
In between?
Yeah, kind of in between.
The reason for that was I was told, well, the beginning of the story was I had an opportunity to go see Elvis.
Uh-huh.
In the 70s, whatever it was.
Probably not the 80s.
Yeah, no. I don't remember the year. Anyway, I had to work. So I didn't go. I said, I'll have another day.
Mm.
I didn't have that other day. He was, you know, after he died, that was it. So I went, oh my God, I need to see some of these people before everybody out of that genre of music, 50s, 60s, early 70s, before they're all gone.
Yeah.
And I just... had this idea. Mm-hmm. And I said, have you watched the TV shows and the commercials and everything? They're still using 50s and 60s music. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it kind of went nowhere for about 4 years. Then we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was successful.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy getting there. It was quite difficult, actually, because you had to jump over a lot of hurdles. And
mm-hmm.
back in the day, it was not proven fact that this is even going to work. There was never alcohol at the fairgrounds in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I had to jump over that barrier.
Yeah.
So, as it was, it made it the first year and made money.
So it was, I always think of the Cars, but it was kind of conceived as like a music festival more than just
well,
the Cars?
Well, the first initial thought mm-hmm. process was, who do you want to see before they're not there?
Right.
So that was, let's put on a concert. Let's not ask everybody to donate.
Mm-hmm.
Just come buy a ticket. Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a fundraiser at the beginning. And I just went, okay, wait a minute. We need to make a little hubbub about mm-hmm. it. So to expand it was, we need a little car show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go down the streets waving our pom-poms and, mm-hmm. you know, doing this silly stuff. We went to Bud's Burger Barn for photo shoots and so forth. We did a little thing. We took a keg of beer out to Bud's Burger Barn. I can say that now because...
What is Bud's Burger Barn? That's
see,
new to me.
It is new to you. It's old. That's what it is. It was a burger joint out here in Ponderay.
Mm-hmm.
basically. And it just had a dirt driveway. We brought out old cars kind of thing. And the night when we did have the event, the night before, we came out here and had, I gave away free beer. We didn't advertise it, but we gave away free beer if you had burgers. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of old cars came, and it was just kind of impromptu. That first year, I had to go down and beg. So I said, you know, to my friends, Bill and Sally Transu, I said, how would you like to do the car show for me? I said, I don't know where I'm going to get the cars, but I'm going to go around and see how many people will bring down their cars. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't know about the Vintage Wheel Museum either.
No, I do not. No.
That is where McDuff's new space is that used to be the Pondering Winery.
Yes.
Used to be a lot of different things. Anyway,
yeah.
It was called the Vintage Wheel Museum way back in the day. So I said, okay, we asked the Vintage Wheel if we could have a little mini car show there. Mm-hmm. Because it was we were trying to just make a bigger deal, you know, more to do. So I went around, Dude Sledinger, and these are old names around town back in the day, and said, would you bring your car down here? We'll give you a ribbon. You know, it won't cost you anything. We just want to show off the cars. Mm-hmm. And I went, okay, I need one more little trip. I found out from the Autoboat Speed Show in Spokane who was the grand champion that year that I could call him up and say, you know, this is silly, but I'm over here in Sandpoint, Idaho, and I'm putting on this little car show. It's not anything special, but I'm inviting you to come over. She was in Hamilton, Montana at that time, I believe. Now, St. Ignatius or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she did come over.
No.
And we had 26 cars. We gave away trophies. We had our little car show. People came, wandered around. Mm-hmm. One kid off to the side. You know what a Christina car is? Big Dodge with fins kind of thing.
I think
it's a Dodge. Chrysler. Chrysler.
Not. Okay.
Okay.
Christina car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christina car, we called her. Anyway, he says, can anybody put their car in here? And I go, only if it's old. I mean, and he says, if I go home and wash it up, can I, you know, will I get a ribbon? And we go, sure. You know? So 26 cars, people wandering around. And we just kind of went, okay, that was successful. And then we had a concert. And Friday night, we were before the concert. We're driving down the street in a great big huge Lincoln Continental no-top type. Mike Mahoney put on these big, big, huge outside speakers. I mean, they were just gargantuan. Mm-hmm. Playing music, and we were going up and down the streets. We were pretty much two or three cars, the people we knew that had cars. We were driving up and down the drag just like you would do, you know. Cruising in the old days.
In the 50s.
And people are going, what are you doing? So, it was tough to get there, but, you know, we didn't know how many tickets we were going to sell or anything. Mm-hmm. It exploded at the very last week, and it did really, really well. Mm-hmm. And if I look back, I would say, never would have thought we would have gone and gone and gone and gone. I was always amazed we made it to 10 years.
Yeah. Was it? Do you remember who was there that first year?
Oh yeah.
Who was?
I had that in my head long before I did it. Uh-huh. Bobby V and Del Shannon. Rubberball. Night Has a Thousand Eyes. Uh-huh. Run to Him. Take Good Care of My Baby. That was Bobby V. Runaway. Hats Off to Larry. I mean, the two of them had tons of number one hits, tons of hits on the charts. It was just the epitome of that feeling of that era. Bobby V had taken over Buddy Holly's spot when you know, when the music died, so to speak, you know, in the Iowa cornfield when they lost all those people. He was a young boy and he took over that spot, and you know, so he came right out of that era. It had meaning to it to me, and those were the two that I chose.
Has it been hard to get some of these apps?
In the beginning it was difficult. I mean, it's like, okay, I looked and researched and I called different agents and they gave me different agents over here and so forth. And I went, oh, if I go through agents, everything's going to cost me twice as much. I called before I got Bobby. I called, the Surf Ballroom. And I'm not even sure where it was at the time. And asked the the owner, who was the daughter of the owner that took over for her parents. I happen to know that Bobby has played in your theater there, in your ballroom, many times. She says, oh, my God, he's a wonderful man. So I got connected with his agent, and that's how I ended up getting them. As we progressed, I stopped using agents, and I started asking Bobby and the people that came, okay, who else is still on the circuit? It wasn't really a circuit.
Yeah.
Who's still out there is performing, and how do I get a hold of them?
Cool.
And then I ended up with bands that knew, which leads me to Rocky and the Rollers. Mm-hmm. I got Rocky and the Rollers quite by accident. I didn't know. I booked a different band, and all of a sudden I had Rocky and the Rollers. Best thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. Best thing that ever happened to this town is Rocky and the Rollers, because now it's Jerry, who is the leader and the drummer. We book all the acts through him, and he's worked with all of them.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
They're kind of, this is like, we consider them when they come here that they're coming home.
Mm. Is the music, is that still like the big thing to you? Or is, because the car show is.
Well, the car show the second year turned out to be, everybody kind of heard about it. There weren't a whole lot of car shows around. Mm-hmm. Spokane Autobot Speed Show is not what I would consider a car show.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a lot of things in there. And they would bring things worth, you know, a gazillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Car with a swimming pool in the back of it. That kind of thing. That wasn't what I was looking for.
Yeah.
So there weren't a ton of car shows. And I went, so the second year when we did this, it was like, all of a sudden, we had 56, 57, 58 cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, oh, my God, we've doubled. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're still in that same little parking lot. And we had to stretch out into the streets. Second year, we had over 160 cars. Or third year, if I say second year.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening? Mm-hmm. Then we went right into the 300s, et cetera, and just kept going up.
Yeah.
So it kind of, that morphed into more than just an idea to keep everything else going.
Mm.
Now it is, the two complement one another.
Yeah.
It isn't just about the music. It's about the music and cars now.
Yeah.
For me, the love of cars is important, but in my heart, I have the music.
Yeah.
It's in my soul.
The car show is kind of a big deal.
Oh my God, it is a big deal.
And I've been elsewhere, like in the country, and seen a pamphlet for Sandpoint Lost in the 50s, you know, stuck in somebody's dashboard. It's well known.
It amazes me how far it's gone with no advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It is the people who come here, the people who love it. They go talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Rocky and the Rollers, and they talk about this festival wherever they go. And it's not really, they call it a festival. I don't call it a festival. Mm. I call it a weekend.
Yeah.
But it traveled word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone to Europe. We've had several people from Europe. This year we were supposed to have about 40 cars just out of one group of people coming out of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we had a couple, three out of Arizona. They just come from all over. Canada. Canada's huge for us.
Yeah.
Our Canadian friends, oh my God, sometimes you could almost call it a Canadian car show. There's
a lot of them,
and they're wonderful. They brighten up everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had them from Parkersburg, West Virginia, Plant City, Florida. I mean, these are drivers.
Uh-huh.
They drove here from those.
Yeah.
You know, we have people who fly home just for this. It's their, it's their time of year.
Yeah.
The music, everyone says, what are you going to do? You got to get out of the 50s. 50s is not, it's not going to happen. You're going to have to call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lost in the 50s is a feel.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just 50s.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50s, 60s, you know? It kind of stretches out into a 20 to 23 years, 24 years, where you could fudge yourself into both sides of it.
Yeah.
You almost get the cab Callaway aspect at the bottom of the 50s, and mm-hmm. you get Elvis starting in 55 through, well, he just kept going until whatever, so.
Yeah, his last hit was in the 70s, I think. What was it called? That one with the fade out in the middle and then it fades back in. I don't know what it's called. Whatever, it's 70 song.
Yeah.
Suspicious Minds.
Yes. Which is awesome.
Yeah, I know. Great song. I guess there is sort of a concern. The 50s is going to...
It's
going to
disappear. Mm-hmm. We just lost Leslie Gore. We just lost a gentleman in the Mystics. We've lost, people that have been here. Ray Peterson, Del Shannon. Right now, Bobby B has Alzheimer's. Ugh. And he's, he's been here three times, four times, whatever. He's just the most gentle man in the whole wide world, as giving to the public and the people as you can possibly be. Little Eva was here. She passed on. Doris Jackson of the Shirelles. She's passed on just a month ago. Leslie Gore passed on of cancer. Mm-hmm. So it's like one of those things where you just go, you never know when they're going to be gone. Benny King just passed.
Right.
Stand By Me. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite tunes. And he was another gentle giant. Mm-hmm. He was so polite, so kind to all the people. He went back to the picture booth, took pictures with them. I mean, those are treasures you will never have. And in this area, you would have never had it if it wouldn't have been for Lost in the 50s.
Yeah.
This is not rock and roll central here. We have one weekend now that you can call. This is rock and roll heaven. When it comes to third week in May.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. It is, has it always been the third week in May?
Yes, always. Yeah. I was told in the very beginning that I shouldn't go up against the Lilac Festival. And I said, I didn't know I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking. It's Armed Forces Day. And so the Lilac Festival is always Armed Forces Day. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it. It wasn't. Yeah. It was sometime in the spring where you had decent weather, and it wasn't in the summer, so you know, no one had anything to do. They had a little cabin fever from the winter. Spring was happening, semi-good weather around here, and I'm picking this. If they come, they come. If they don't, I don't know.
It has always been out here at the fairgrounds?
Yes, yeah. It has.
Mm-hmm. It's
not rock and roll heaven.
No.
This is morphed into, it was only one day.
It now is more of a, is it four? It's really four, right?
It is. Thursday, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
It was only one day.
Uh-huh. I guess we should ask, who's playing music this weekend?
Well, we have Rock and Roll Heaven on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, they're impersonators.
Uh-huh.
It would be Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Jackie Wilson. The interesting part about these kids, and they're not just kids anymore. I started this on the 20th year because I couldn't afford to do, on my 10th year, I did three nights.
Mm-hmm.
And in my 20th year, I wanted to do three nights. But I couldn't afford all the guest artists. So I went, okay, we have to morph into something else. What am I going to, all right, we'll call it Rock and Roll Heaven and we'll do impersonators. I wanted real for what I was doing, but if I build it as this is what this is, and it's just impersonators, they're talented, they're wonderful, they're great, there's two of those guys that are on, have been on Million Dollar Quartet for a while. Mm-hmm. What? Jerry Lee's been there 4 years. They each have their own band. And Jackie Wilson, his name is Bobby Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And he changed it just a couple years back. He found out he truly was Jackie Wilson's son. So, go figure that one.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
there's a long story.
That's a
with
story. Yeah.
And if you looked on the internet and went and watched this story, Bobby Brooks Wilson.
Huh.
He truly is Jackie Wilson's son.
Wow.
We had the Big Bopper one year. And he also didn't know his dad.
Mm.
Neither did this kid, Bobby.
Mm.
the Big Bopper didn't know his dad. He just starts singing in the background and back of theaters and so forth. And somebody says, you sound just like your dad. And he's going, what you talking about?
Uh-huh.
That gentleman passed on, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Big Bopper's son.
Yes. When he came, he was still wearing the jacket, the leopard print jacket that was his father's.
I can hear music going on out there.
Country.
Yeah. This is, we're here on Wednesday night at the fairgrounds, and there's plenty of activity. Is this all volunteer?
Yes, it is.
Here? Wow. Who? Yes. What's it like putting this on every year? What's the process? When do you start planning it? When do you start booking it? And who are all these people helping out here?
Right now, I have to think about what we would do next year.
Oh, wow. You're a year in advance.
That's what, you know, when you figure out you've done something right and you go, okay, how do I top myself? How do I make it better? How do I keep people enthusiastic about it? This past year I didn't spend as much time. My restaurant took a lot more time. My life took a lot more time. But you got to spend 6 months doing it, and there's no way. And the volunteers, they're all awesome. You turn around and you look at your friends and you go, get in here, come on, let's go. You know, and you never let them go. I won't say what we call them. Besides, because it's on air.
Yeah, this is your radio.
No. I have the best friends in the world, and I got some of the best people behind me as far as believers. I need more believers. But I have to go out and beat the streets to try to get some cash, because in the early years we made money. And that's not the case now.
Yeah.
I'm spending a lot more this year getting Frankie Avalon. Oh, I didn't finish my lineup, did I?
I moved on.
But we're spending more this year because Frankie Avalon's name's bigger.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to go out and say, you know, it's a nonprofit. It's 501c3. Donate whatever you can to us. You can write it off as a donation. And I have some good people behind us. And thank God. Or we would never make it.
Yeah.
I have to make X amount of dollars. And I'm not throwing figures out there, but I have to make X amount of dollars just to break even. Because we don't charge a ton of money.
Yeah.
If you go down and view the cars, the car people pay $40 to get in. But nobody else pays.
Yeah.
So we have no way of making money there. Traffic control. We have to have professionals. We also have 80 volunteers doing the same thing, but on side streets that are not important. You have to do that for safety. That kind of changed in the early years. We've had professionals for a long time. It's taken, and I can't even tell you when, but it kind of just kept growing into what it cost. These performers don't come for the same. The first year I paid $7,500 for performers. Those two today would be more, if they were performing, they would be more like $25,000.
Yeah. That's,
because they're the real guys.
Right.
That's, you know, and they don't have to work. They don't have to come. Everybody says, well, they ought to come for free. And I said, well, now, would you come for free?
Right.
This is what they do for a living.
And they are, this is the golden years, I suppose.
You know, I don't have to go. They pay me enough and I'll come. I'll go anywhere.
Right.
But these people are wonderful. I mean, most of them. We've had a few that weren't so wonderful, but not many. Out of 30 years, we've had 60 performers, original performers, Chubby Checker, Little Eva, the Shirelles, the Crystals, the Kingsmen, the Diamonds, and tons of single ex: Bobby V, Del Shannon, Johnny Tillotson, Ray Peterson. I mean, I have a list.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm, you know, not going to be able to say all 60 of them, but
mm-hmm.
there are many.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, for the most part, they've all been really good shows.
Yeah.
Bobby Rydell was here. Fabian was here.
Mm-hmm.
Those,
that was just a couple years ago.
That those are the golden boys from yeah. Bandstand.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Frankie Avalon, he's our last golden boy to pull mm-hmm. out of that. They go out and tour as the golden boys of Bandstand.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the last one of those three that I have been able to get.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, and that's Saturday night. Frankie Avalon and the Dixie Cups
yes.
is our lineup for Saturday, plus Rocky and the Rollers. Plus we do our own lip syncs in between, so there's no dead time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun.
This is a good time to take a musical break. What's your favorite Frankie Avalon song?
Venus.
Hey.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
From Lost in the 50s. Catching air, this is a very busy weekend for you, obviously.
Well, I'm surprised I'm only getting texts and my phone is not ringing off the wall, so.
Yeah. What has your week been like? And then let's get into what the weekend holds, but what have you...
2 hours of sleep a night. Going back and forth across the ocean to the UK for my artist. Had an idea for another gentleman that I knew that moved to Belize that I needed him to do some work for me. Mm-hmm. So hitting those kind of things. Working with my guys with whether it's the embroidery, it's the artwork, it's the hats, it's the t-shirts. Then you have to worry about signage, all the things that you have to do to make signs and stuff where everybody, sometimes we get to use the same old stuff and sometimes we don't. You have to answer the phones. You have to still do your job in your restaurant.
Your real job, yeah. Your other
the
job.
One that's supposed to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Answering questions, getting people to do the things that you want them to do, getting the flaggers. I mean, I can't even tell you. It's just like, it's nonstop. You get kids, like we have a youth group that does all the garbage pickup, etc.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out here soon and pick up tents and all the trash cans and so forth. They go down and they set up the tents for us at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We pay them at the end of it. That's way how they raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, putting all those people together, getting waste management, getting the porta potties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't end. There's so many little details. I make all the passes. We laminate like passes for weekend passes and so forth. You get them printed, then you laminate them. You get all the stuff that you got to do to make it all happen. You have to order the booze, the wine, the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It all sounds, you know, there's like tons more to that, but it's kind of like, oh my God. And you got to think, oh, the rally run. Oh, it's a car rally. It's a 5K run. Oh my God, we got to play games.
Uh-huh.
So now you got to make up the games and you design the shirt, send it to the shirt guy and say, okay, tweak this. This is kind of what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to clean up the mess afterwards. We have the kids from the football team, which they sell raffle tickets all weekend for their car. Mm-hmm. Last year they made a ton of money off of that because it was 50s time and it was, mm-hmm. right in that era of type of car. Mm-hmm. They did really, really well, and they're going to sell another car this year. And they will also come out. They helped us bring out the stage. They'll come out and help us break it down. So there's nice. Just there's just so many things that you just don't even think about. Mm-hmm. After it's all over, you have to go clean the storage units. You got to put it all back. You got to make sure you know where everything is so you can go get it. Mm-hmm. We made trophies the other day. We make our own trophies. Mm-hmm. They're gold records. Mm-hmm. Mats have to be cut. Plates have to be made. I have a person that's been making them for me for over 30, well, I think she made the first one. No, not the first ones. Mm-hmm. So at least 27 years, mm-hmm. the same person has been making my plates for the gold records. Somebody mm-hmm. threw a plaque back at me at the car show one day because they didn't win first place. And I went, I'm going to make that where that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
And that's when I went in from what I was doing. I started out with old car parts. Uh-huh. In the very beginning. Uh-huh. Then other people said, do you mind if we use your idea? And I said, go ahead. Uh-huh. Then I went to bigger cars that were really cars, Johnny Lightning type stuff, uh-huh. Mattel and all those, uh-huh. the 118 scale. Uh-huh. And I went, okay, they're not getting the car that they really have a car. So what would make somebody feel like a rock star? Uh-huh. Was my theory. Uh-huh. If I gave you a gold framed record to put on your wall, wouldn't you feel like a rock star?
It's a cool idea.
Yeah. So yeah. Every other year I do gold, then I do chrome. Mm-hmm. I call it chrome. It's actually platinum, but I call it chrome just because of the cars.
Yeah.
You have to make those. Mm-hmm. There's
a lot that goes into it.
There's a lot.
What's the rundown? What does the weekend hold?
Thursday night. We got a little tailgate party going out in front of the building here at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. 6 o'clock, we open up the doors. We have Rock and Roll Heaven with Elvis, Jerry Lee, and Jackie Wilson. Mm-hmm. Then we break that down after the party tomorrow night, mm-hmm. set it up for the next night. I got a youth group that's coming in to clean at 5 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. And these kids are going to go back to school. But
at least it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's not Monday.
So then Friday we come in and we have different guest artists, which Tommy Mayer is the only one this year that has ever been here. He came before with Legends of Doo-Wop. Mm-hmm. Wonderful man. He was a member of the Crest. He was also very good friends with Johnny Maestro, who has also passed on of cancer. Mm-hmm. He was here about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they got together before he passed away. And Johnny says, take the name. Take and do what you've got to do to keep our music going. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible. So Friday night will be the Crest featuring Tommy Mira and a gentleman, his name is Johnny Contardo, that was the lead singer of Sha Na Na in the 70s. Uh-huh. They also, even though he's not a 50s artist, they mm-hmm. also brought back kind of like Happy Days.
Yes.
Happy Days brought it all back to the surface. Right. So did Sha Na Na, because they had their own TV show. Mm-hmm. So that's Friday night with Rocky and the Rollers again, then we have a street dance downtown. Mm-hmm. Street dance started a few years into 50s. Uh-huh. That was because I wanted little kids didn't have anything.
Yeah.
They had the parade, mm-hmm. but that didn't seem like enough for me. Yeah. So a lot of grandparents would take the little guys down. They'd slick back their hair. They have a leather jacket on. It's way cute. I don't get to see that anymore, but the kids in the high school love it.
Yeah.
And adults go now. And it's down at Jones Square right after the parade.
Where is that?
Jones Square.
Jones Square. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the fountain is.
Yep.
Where the street dance is located.
Cool.
And that's right after the parade, which is Friday night. Mm-hmm. Old cars. I don't want anything but old cars in the parade. Mm-hmm. People put in stuff just because they want to get in the parade. Mm-hmm. I just told somebody, I don't want your float. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with old cars.
Yeah.
It is an old car, vintage car parade. Mm-hmm. So it starts at the high school. Mm-hmm. And that's the staging area. It comes down Division. Mm-hmm. goes up Cedar, then moves over and goes across Forest over to Church, then goes down Church the wrong way, which is okay because no one's going to, nobody's going to know the difference. And then you get down to First Street, you go up First, then you come back up Cedar, and our guys are going to try to push them right on out of town type, you know, just to get the congestion out of downtown.
What time does the parade start? And how?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on Friday night.
And it usually will go at least 7, 7:30. Then the street dance. But we also have that show out here. Because, like I say, I started that street dance because it was for the kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people go down there.
Yeah. What...
And it's free.
The street dance is?
Yeah.
There you go. What are you going to do if it rains? Ever had that happen?
Of course we have.
Yeah.
We've had it snow.
It's been 30 years. Yeah.
One year we gave people umbrellas. For their gift. And they went, sure. The sun stayed out. The year before it poured down rain like nobody's business. The street dance goes on. You cover up the speakers and you just try to muster through it.
Convertibles will go with their tops up, I suppose, through the parade.
And some people will just leave their tops down. Unless it's $1 million car. You know?
It depends on the upholstery, I suppose.
You know? Then Saturday morning, it starts at, well, my people start at 5. You get down there, actually, Bill, he'll start at 4, 4:30. Goes down with Tim Lyman, and they start putting cones down, and then all the traffic control people are blocking out the street by 6, no later. So everything is, you don't go down through town after 6 o'clock in the morning. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Don't leave your car downtown, because it's going to get towed. Then everybody starts arriving, and we get them all parked in there, and it's all day session with the cars, and we've got some dandies this year, some real beauties. It's amazing what people can come up with, and we got some things that I went, why are you in this show? But I'm gone, okay, whatever. Some things fall through the cracks. Somebody, some volunteer might have let them in, or I let them in without knowing what the heck they really are. So after that, you get a crew. They're breaking down, breaking down, breaking down, breaking down. And then we race for the fairgrounds again. And that's when we do Saturday night, Frankie Avalon and the Dixie Cups and Rocky and the Rollers. And of course, after all that, then some of us still have to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning and do the rally run. Which is on Sunday, and it starts at 2nd Avenue Pizza and ends at 2nd Avenue. My business is the only one that I can tear apart and make a disaster happen, and no one's going to kick my butt except for me.
It's called the aspirin run or something like that.
Yes, it is. And I tried to call it the hangover fun run. And it was already taken by a group in Coeur d'Alene, and they did that the day after New Year's Eve, on New Year's Day.
Sure.
And I went, okay, I can't do that. So we came up with, what do you need afterwards? Aspirins. We give everybody little white chocolate aspirins that are about so big.
It's going to be a fun weekend, I think.
You know,
rain or shine, but hoping it shines.
When you have the speakers up, you got the lights up, got the stage up, you got it all set. The parade's going to happen because cars are rolling into town. It's almost got a life of its own. And whatever you didn't get done, probably is not going to make any difference because it's just going to keep rolling right on over you. So you go with the flow.
I've talked to a few people who are also sort of involved in Lost in the 50s, and every time I ask who's involved in Lost in the 50s, they always say it's all Carolyn Gleason. Is there any kind of committee or board of directors or anything that
we have a board of directors?
Yeah.
They do follow me. I'm lucky because it was all in my head to begin with. I have a vision, and they just follow that vision. This is it used to be important to do it for a different reason. Started out as a fundraiser. Once things got expensive, and it wasn't making money, we put it into our own, very own 501c3. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking, okay, we really need this in the community. Mm-hmm. Sandpoint can be known for one weekend mm-hmm. out of the year for something just so positive and so wonderful. That was my goal. Mm-hmm. Come to town. Enjoy your weekend. Go home happy. Mm-hmm. Singing all the way out the door. I just want people to have fun. And it puts an economical impact on our community. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah.
And that's important. That's important to me.
Yeah.
So is the rock and roll. So are the cars.
Yeah.
But it's kind of that pie kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I've said this over and over. They say they wouldn't do my friends and or people. They will give me all the credit. And I go, wait a minute. I may have the ideas. I may have the vision. But without people that do their part throughout mm-hmm. the whole thing, that will keep me, you know, up mm-hmm. here, it won't happen. Because you need all those people to make it all happen.
Yeah.
If I went out there in the trailer park and said, okay, guys, rise and shine, we're short. Mm-hmm. All these people out here in these campers, mm-hmm. they would come over and set up chairs and tables in a heartbeat. They have. Mm-hmm. You guys doing okay? Mm-hmm. We're behind. We'll go get a crew. And they will come over and they will help.
Yeah.
Everybody has some involvement. Those people who are coming from out of town lift my spirits to do it. Mm-hmm.
We're broadcasting this, but I think the word is already out about Lost in the 50s. I don't think we're informing anyone that there's going to be a 50s weekend, but maybe we can let people know about the tickets a little bit. Are you, because you still
They're
selling
still
tickets,
selling
not sold
tickets.
Out.
We're not sold out on anything. Mm-hmm. Moving Rock and Roll Heaven out to the fairgrounds, we have more room. Mm-hmm. We haven't sold out. Mm-hmm. We haven't sold out of anything yet. Mm-hmm. So, and I will say it's easier to get the tickets ahead of time. But mm-hmm. if you've waited too long, you can still buy them at the door.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, the Panda is showing.
Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah. That's right.
And I love the Panada. Mm-hmm. This was a financial move for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spending more money on doing the 30th year, it was a financial mm-hmm. Move.
Yeah.
I wanted to sell more tickets. We can only sell X amount of tickets in the Panada. Mm-hmm. I love the Panada. I love the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Everything about it.
Yeah.
So it was, I just needed more revenue.
A little more space.
And mm-hmm. more revenue. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the money for me.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. If it's bringing money into our community, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to go broke doing it. Because my name is on the bottom of everything. So you just kind of go, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the bottom, you go, I owe how much? Mm-hmm. If I could get... And this is no lie, and I will say it on the air, it doesn't matter what radio station. Mm-hmm. If I could get 3,000 people to donate $10, mm-hmm. those 3,000 people maybe don't do 50s or don't buy anything, they don't buy our shirt, they don't use our alcohol, and they don't buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I have to make money. So this year we will have donation buckets out there. If you're down at the car show and you see a donation bucket and you've come down and you absolutely appreciate what we have done as a group of people, throw a 5, throw a 10, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Every dollar counts. And if I could get, like I say, 3,000 people to give you $10, mm-hmm. we'd probably never ever go broke.
And it is a 501c3.
Yes, it
is. Tax deductible.
Yes,
that's a worthy cause. There'll be buckets around. Anything yep. else if somebody wants to donate?
Is all they got to do mm-hmm. is there is on the website our address. It's the same address as 2nd Avenue because I work out of the same building. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I can terrorize my own mm-hmm. my own business. I can't terrorize everybody else's. Mm-hmm. So it's important. If you think 50s is important to stay alive and well, mm-hmm. I don't care. It could be a dollar. It could be $2. Mm-hmm. If you're in the parade, you don't pay to be in the parade.
There you go.
I know.
I
I think we're about done. We should go out with a Dixie Cup song, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
What's the tune?
Going to the chapel.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
The KRFY Morning Show is broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday, live at 8 a.m. Tune in to 88.5 or stream us live from our website at 8 o'clock to hear the complete and unedited program, including musical selections. Due to our licensing, we are unable to include full songs in our downloadable podcasts. We now return to the KRFY Morning Show. Listening to the KRFY Morning Show. Thanks to Carolyn Gleason, our guest this morning, interrupting her busy schedule as Lost in the 50s begins for the 30th year in a row. Here on KRFY, you can hear that sweet old music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s every Saturday evening, starting at 4 in the afternoon with Juke in the Back, which is sort of a look at classic soul and R&B from the days before rock and roll. And then for the next 4 hours, we roll commercial-free classic hit music from a different decade each hour. There's the 50s at 5, the 60s at 6 with Jerry Warren, the 70s at 7, and the 80s at 8 with host Mike Meisner. KRFY is where you gotta turn your dial on those Saturday nights. That's where the party's at. Right now, speaking of which, it was, well, we could look back 50 years ago today, but why don't we look back 60 years ago today, or this week, 60 years ago, in the 50s, seems appropriate. As he concluded his set at the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, Elvis Presley sparked the first major riot of his burgeoning career when he said, "Girls, I'll see you backstage," at the end of his show. The female portion of the 14,000-strong audience went into a frenzy, and Elvis's clothes and shoes were torn from his body as he tried to escape. It convinced Colonel Tom Parker of Elvis's potential as a recording artist and marketable phenomenon. That was in 1955. 60 years ago today, really, as far as cultural events go, pretty important when you consider the 50s as a whole. Buddy Holly, the next year, this week in 1956, Buddy Holly was getting fitted for his first pair of contact lenses, but he couldn't stand the eye irritation and stuck with the look that we know so well, the classic Buddy Holly glasses. Let's hear a couple tracks to finish out the hour from Elvis Presley and Buddy Holly. You are listening to the KRFY Morning Show, kicking off Lost in the 50s weekend. Stay tuned for Bird Note, and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long, featuring especially hits from the 50s and early part of the 60s this time around, as we celebrate a big weekend in Sandpoint. Thanks for tuning in. Catch us online at krfy.org. Podcasts available of all of our episodes of the Morning Show and extra interviews. I'm Audio Jack / Lonesome Jack signing off.